Well, Ray, to say that's disappointing, I suppose, is an understatement.
That's more than disappointing, Tom. You know, this is a game that we had geared up for, you know, for the last number of weeks. I thought, you know, that we were in good shape going into this game, you know, and that our confidence was up, you know, and look, we just didn't perform on the day, and that seems to be a problem we have. You know, come a big game, we kind of seem to implode, and, you know, we let it...
Well, in the first 20 minutes, you would feel the confidence was there. What, you were 1-8 to a goal up?
That's right, you know, we were playing good enough hurling, you know, in the first 10 minutes, you know, but that's, as I said, you know, that's the kind of a trait we have. We can play in fits and starts. You know, we let an 8-point lead slip there, like, which is not good enough at this level of hurling, you know, and that's because your confidence drops or something, like, you know. And look, I can't really put my finger on it today, you know. I thought that this was a game that we were going to take the finger, like, you know, and just and push on from here, like, you know. But
haven't been just the point ahead at half time, haven't played with the aid of a stiff breeze. You were almost up against in the second half, because Fingal did show signs that they were up for this one from once they got going and once they got the second goal.
Definitely, like, you know, I knew myself, you know, that day that we played Fingal in the promotion playoff, I think they wanted to come down out of division, you know, to be honest, you know, and that they didn't really perform against us, you know. We knew them from Nash in that league final, you know, that they're a big, strong, physical side, like, you know, and, you know, they were up for this game today, like, you know. They didn't come into this competition just for the sake of coming into, you know. They knew themselves that they were good enough to get to the final of this, you know, and the proofs are there today. Like, they're a good team, you know, and you have to give them credit. You know, they come down here ready for battle, and they won the battle.
Yeah, and I know you were still in the game very much, but once Danny Cullen got injured, you were struggling, because he was the one man that was playing well. He was the one man that was possibly going to lift you at it when you needed, because you were in trouble at that stage.
Well, that's just the kind of a player Danny is. Like, you know, Danny knows, like, when we're on the back foot, that he's the man. You know, he'll drop back there and he'll sweep up in the half back line, you know, and he'll win every ball that comes to him. And, like, Danny was a big loss this year, you know. And but look, saying that, I keep saying one man can carry a team, like, you know, and the rest of the boys should have been up their game too, like, to pull through. But, you know, we started getting sloppy then, you know, and we gave away a lot of silly frees, and our discipline was poor in because our heads were down, and, you know, we had two men sent off. So, look, that's just the way.
What do you say, the two men sent off? Shane Gallen, second yellow, in the McDermott at the very end as well. Any complaints?
Nah, well, would you believe it? I had Shane earmarked to come off anyway, because I had Justin Brown warming up, but then Danny got injured, so I put Justin on, like, you know, and I said maybe we'll get away with it, and unfortunately we didn't. Like, Shane was yellow carded a second time. Ennis, I thought, was a bit harsh, like, you know, but look, you have to keep your mouth closed in these games too, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a good couple of years. It's come to an end now for this year. What about next year?
Well, it's not over yet. Like, we're still in the Ulster Championship, you know. We're out now on the 15th of June, I think, against Down, like, you know. And we'll take a week off, and we'll come back and regroup, and we'll head into that Ulster Championship. And, you know, after that, we'll see what happens. But, look, next year is a long way away yet, like, you know, and we'll sit back, and I'll have a think about my own position. Like, you know, I've been here now a while, you know, and maybe it might be time.
Another final might change that.
Well, you know, wouldn't it be the icing on the cake if we did happen to get to an Ulster final, like, you know, and look.
But there's a lot of improvement needed if going on today's football.
Definitely, like, you know, and look, I can't fault these fellas, you know. They've put in a lot of work the last number of years, like, you know, they were worthy champions, you know, they're league champions, you know, they performed, like, you know, they've done what they asked of them, like, you know, and unfortunately, like, we just didn't come through today, and look, you just have to give them credit, and that's it.